Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a Trent presentation from April 2015. Miss Nora Kühne, independent fashion and design consultant, presents Color Trends Winter 2016-17 and Summer 2017.
Good morning and welcome to the Trent presentation about colors and trends for winter 16-17, an update, and then really fresh new. We had our color meeting yesterday at Ideas and we just discussed the color spirit of the season summer 17. So, and I worked half of a night to give you the latest information today. But let's start with the winter. So the color forecast of Ideas has the title of Share. Sharing is one of the major trends which we observe already started some years ago, but it will last. It's something, sharing is something which is in our genes, which is really something which belongs to human behavior. We want to participate, we want to share our experience. This is our food, our maybe as children share their toys. And today we're already talking about a sharing economy. You have heard for sure about this, which is both positive and negative. Well, I think sharing at first should be really something you do as a volunteer. And then you can also rent your tools or goods or services, of course. But to make it a real economy, I don't think that this is really something which is worth doing. So, but nevertheless, we are working on that. And so just some expressions or pictures, what we are doing. We are sharing goods and services. We are sharing ideas and insights, doing politics, or doing setting up new small village like Weller's home up on the left side. These are people get together, sharing the same spirit and ideas. And of course, the most important thing is that we are sharing spaces. And imagine that in 2050, about 75% of the world's population will live in cities. So this means we really have to share space, because space is not endlessly, and also living conditions are not endlessly available. So we really have to see how we can arrange living together under good circumstances. This is, therefore, we thought the word share as title for our color card is really the spirit of the season. As I said, it's about sharing spaces, and of course, we all want to have a lot of space, and in West classic industrialized countries, people want ever more space for ground for themselves, and not only for living, for their flat or apartment, but also for doing their activities. And they claim ever more places, also in urban surroundings, they want to have facilities for doing climbing, for doing sports of any kind in cities, because they cannot get out to nature. They want to have it in close to their place, where at home. And so the discussion will really also be about how much space do we get, or how much space we also give to others. And so the first thing we are thinking is a research theme. It's research and experimentation. And it's called techno-nature. We see a lot of technical developments which derive from nature. We decipher natural codes to develop new products, new technologies, new materials. And so the spirit of this story is a really technical one, with a lot of technical structures, but also like these bacteria. It's not about being super precise always, but it's the balance of being one hand side very precise, but on the other hand side, it's also these just amorph structures with technical thing. It's really about getting a balance in these things, in these technical things, and to also to keep the balance between what is natural and what is technology. So we want a humanized technology, and for the benefit of the human being, but we have to be, we are aware that maybe we are doing too much. So we see a lot of small structures, grainy structures deriving from nature structures. We see a lot of shining and shimmering, but not really high shine, but it's a classy broken reflection. Also watery aspects and the color range is a natural one. It's inspired by nature, with fern green, with this sulfur-like yellow and a dark brown, and watery turquoise, and then burnt red. So, but the atmosphere is cool. It's not about doing something very, very technical. It's really earth-inspired by the earth, colors of earth, and then with this cool attitude. So, and I think this is really a perfect theme for outdoor sports. Just some keywords from perfect regularities and really obsessive small structures which repeat into infinity to amorph or somehow curvy lines like these 3D thing over there. So we see we always want to have both and to try to get the balance in between. And also very important, we are talking always a lot about 3D effects on fabrics, which is of course a little bit difficult. Nobody really does it. But nevertheless, this is the inspiration, to get really volume and to get something that you can grasp at, that you can have in hands and you feel something. One thing I would like to ask you for, please don't take pictures. It's copyright problem, you know, and I would appreciate if you would be that fair. Thanks. Okay, some of the fabrics here show, and in the Trend Forum show these. We see a lot of, as the wool fiber is already placed here, we see a lot of wool. Wool is really gaining tremendously ground in sports. And it's a perfect natural fiber, nearly perfect. And of course it fits sports very well because as we often discuss, we don't need all these excessive numbers in water columns, wind density, things like these. The usual consumer and also sports people, they can be satisfied with more natural fibers like wool and blends of wool. So we see a lot of wool also in this technical interpretation, also with laminates and membranes. This is okay, but the touch and the feeling also for the customer, it's just nicer than the pure polyester thing. Second theme, it's a really flashing color. It's about movement, about flux, and how color alters perception and reality. It's a story we see every day. We also hear on the fairground or here in the facility. We have a lot of light, so light is important for human living. And there are moments in this story, once again, here also a story balancing between two nearly extremes, the poetic stillness and the flashing luminosity, which is something I think is very interesting because the colors on the left-hand side, they are more a cozy atmosphere, but then on the other hand side, really a flash into color and also to underline the movement, which is in this theme. So it's a very interesting range, as you can see here. And we also see it as a really good sports and outdoor theme. And especially this luminous color, this mint-like green, and this pink, and also bright sky blue, lighten up the atmosphere. But really, it's about the balance, not doing one or the other, but balancing. Therefore, I also show you here some color combinations, as a colleague of mine has envisioned it, because it's really these brighter colors, like shown here, and then the setting with the dark or smooth backgrounds can turn the whole story completely. We see a lot of tripping color flashes, which is something which will continue also for summer. Also the dispersed patterns which blur about around really plane surfaces. So we have, this is really from the color interpretation, it's also a theme or way of showing color. It's something which will continue for season summer 17. Also here some fabrics. You see these prints. I think the forum shows very well that there are more ideas about print and really also some really nice for sports new things like these dispersed fragmented prints and nice color variations. And so I think we really see here some good ideas for especially print things. So then we have another story, less but better. There's a growing number of people who think it's better to have less, but this doesn't mean they want to reduce their requests or something. No, they decide really to make a balanced lifestyle, balance in any way to have it more sustainable or more in terms of fitting their lifestyle, because a nomad, a global nomad, and we say, okay, we are all always on the move and we are always traveling or a lot of traveling. We don't need a lot of things. In fact, we have today, we have ever more things which we own. But with the idea of sharing or even reduce some of your belongings, which doesn't mean that you change your lifestyle to something which is not so good. It might be even better because you are asking for more quality, for better quality, for really innovative things which are then fitting perfectly your lifestyle. So what we see as color inspiration are the landscapes, polar landscapes, northern landscapes with ice fishing things. I love this picture with these turquoise tones and then the rusty red roof of this hut. This is really the spirit of this theme. So there's also the longing for natural yet luxurious simplicity. So it's really for doing, having refined things, also fabrics for clothing, really elaborated things and well-thought products, but with an appropriate way of doing it and not overacting. The colors, as you see here, this cool luminosity of these polar or northern landscapes with three red tones. I'm sorry, as always, this is a very dark red, and again another one which is a bit brighter, and then tomato red, and then juxtaposed with some aqua and petrol shades. And it's very, we see here a lot of graphics. Again, we see a lot of structures, geometric patterns, and only few color accents, and a really straight and luxury mood. The essence of simplicity, but in a luxury way. Also the fabrics here, quite nice, as you can see here. And it's also possible to do something like this woolen fabric over there, this idea for doing something with the, I don't know, edelweiss in English. Sorry, I missed the word for this flower, this typical alpine flower. So you can do something in this, because this gives an accent and really a dramatic, can set a dramatic accent in this simple, in this refined simplicity. So it's not about be boring and just doing planes and nothing else. No, it's about really having refined things and set some dramatic accents. And then one of my favorite disorders, Days of Disorders, we see grit and revolt. So in our surroundings, in a lot of cities, and we see grit, structure, all strictly grid, geometrical, and so on. So it's nearly an obsession. And it's, of course, grids are always controlling also. So, of course, people react to these grids and want to break the grids, and this, I think, is shown quite well in this picture, in this collage. And we are also talking about this, about breaking images, about breaking grids, about breaking stereotypes tomorrow in the Quo Vadis presentation. And of course, people want to show their own identity. And so this is a theme about the diversity of lifestyles, about celebrating the uniqueness of the individual and doing things by hand, on just to juxtapose these perfect architectural surroundings which we are living in. And there's a lot of movement in this story and a lot of color power, as you can see here. And we see a lot of movement in the patterns, lines, curvy lines, which really meander freely through spaces and just to break the grid of our daily surroundings. And the colors, of course, very bright, with a dimmed pale lavender, and then these bright shining yellow, red, and turquoise, and orange-red, plus two darker tones, which really set a perfect spirit for a very energetic color story. Also here you see these color tripping again, but in a little bit on another mood. Yes, this is something really which will continue, because we are already facing a lot of innovation in showing color and bringing together color and material. So this will be interesting to see how textiles can follow these inspirations. And of course, always these structures, but the will to break them. Interface, it's something about the kaleidoscopic life every day, which we all face. It's just about playing around a bit with materials and light effects we live every day. It's a very light story, and the really important thing about this story was that for the first time in the meetings at Ideas, it was the first time that somebody from the Netherlands and someone from Italy brought the nearly the same color story. So that was really, we never had this before. This shows that we are really longing for light also in winter. As we all know, winter is not always winter anymore. And so also color preferences for winter change. Because if we have warm days in winter, you also want to have a brighter, lighter spirit. And I think this was a reason why someone from the Netherlands and someone from Italy, they brought the same thing. So it's a very airy story with shades of white and gray, plus a bit of this. The strongest color is really strong yellow-red. And you see, here's also the place for technology, with all these transparencies, with all this shimmering of glass and reflections. And this is the range. You see, it's really a rather unusual range for winter due to its lightness, to its airiness. But we see it as a very strong theme and needs also movement, or shows movement and reflection. These are major themes for doing patterns. And these are more structures, not and breaking the sheer architectural surroundings. Also here some, I think this fabric above shows, or below shows very good, these mirroring. These effects, we can also see metallic foil reflections, and the major thing about this theme being flexible, so a lot of stretch qualities here in these colors, so it's perfect for gym, yoga, wellness, but also for a female running collection, we can imagine things like this. And the rest is black. Maybe you have heard already about this new color black. There's now the best black ever defined, Vanta black, and it's really something nearly earth-shattering because it's the blackest black. So, and we had, I'm very happy that we already defined some months ago, the rest is black. And it's not about, the interesting thing about this is it's not the black in itself, of course, which is also interesting. But it's the space which is defined by the black. So you see what is interesting is the colors and what the mood which you can glimpse at and what you see behind or what you see in the back. So these are the interesting things to discover. And I think it's a story about detailing, about also combining arts, crafts, and technology to explore the possibilities of modern materials, of modern ways of life, and see this blackened wood, which is really a blackened one. And then also what I love very much is the artwork of Faye Toogood, which is a bowl which is blue, black, and at the same time a little bit of copper feeling. It's always these defining spaces. You see here there's a lot of space in between. There are new figures which come to exist. This is the interesting thing, what we see as inspiration for patterns and also for the color mood, that you have black as the frame, as the background, but then you bring other colors to shine. Like here, and you see here the dark tones. It's two blue tones, really navy or night blue, plus some more Prussian blue, and then two violet shades, or lavender and a dark violet, and gray. And what is also important for me is when I was speaking about the appearance of color in the next seasons, this is also something. Color is shimmering, and due to the surface on which it's used or applicated, and so these just shimmering and not really being crispy, but there's something in the air. And this is one of the ways we will experience color in the next seasons. Okay, also some impressions from the color from the trend forum. See here also we shining, a little bit of shining on these surfaces. We see again also here a lot of wool, because the structure of wool is like this shimmering color. It's fragmented, it's not a pure black or a pure violet or lavender. And so these small structures are really an important thing for this story, the rest is black. So now we look beyond, talking about the summer. Our inspiration is about growing. We see that, for example, sharing or the sharing aspects in modern life are growing, but also growing, we all question, or I think a lot of us in the classic industrialist countries ask, how long can we grow? Because at the moment it's still, this is the icon, growth, we have to grow. Otherwise we won't, we'll lose our standard, we will lose this and that, and we will have an economical turndown or decline. But really a lot of people try to question it, or we question it. And I think also for a reason, if you see this structure below, I think growth and balance is really pairing, because how to make this thing not collapse. So growing in an, or also this one, the ceramic sculpture, I would call it, it's fantastic, and it's just astonishing that it can stand. So this is the inspiration for the seasons. We try to define some aspects of growth and balance. And technology and disruption. Disruption, a word you hear everywhere around. Because due to technology and digitalization, we all see that that more or less all our lifestyle or the way we used to live is breaking, is disrupted. We are living in an era which can only be compared to the Industrial Revolution in the 19th century. We really have a complete change of systems, of processes. And we in textiles, we still cling very much to the usual processes. But I think sooner or later, we will be forced really urgently to develop a new thinking, to develop new processes. And so this is a fantastic thing about the next season, which I'm looking for, to see the new spirit just spread. Like the colors here spread. This is the thing I meant before. You see the picture with a pigment producing bacteria on the right hand side. These artists and designers, they develop new ways of handling color or to produce color or to exhibit color or to work with color. For example, this chair who seems to float in midair. And so these aspects of showing color have a lot to do with the way they are produced, the color and the material are produced, are put together, and also with the new consistencies of modern color pigments and modern materials. So this is something also as a designer, I think this is very, very important, because we as designers have lost a lot of our creativity due to the fact that we only sit at the PC or Mac and design, and we don't develop any longer with hands-on. We don't know all about how to bring new materials together with maybe new color pigments and on which machine. There are a lot of new and young designers experimenting. This is something which is really bringing together again the human being, the designers, especially with the machine. And I think this is really something we have to do, because same, but different color, it's not enough. It has to be, we have to rethink how we are doing, developing in the future. So one fabric from the textile forum here, trend forum here, which is also, I found quite nice, because it's really trying to already interpret this way of seeing color. It's very, very innovative. And then you have here something also that you see, for example, this stripping color which trips in two sides, no? And this plate from Elise Graham, and all these forms. And it's just about coloring things, but coloring them really in an artificial way, and paying or giving credit to the material and to the form which you want to achieve. So really an interplay of color, form, and material. And this is really something we also in textile would be keen on to start immediately working on, and not only design one sketch after the other and just selecting some fabrics and say, this will do it. No, really work on the matter, on the garment. So the color range we see here, we have this yellowish green and yellow to this harmony of these two tones. We think this will be very, very interesting and one of the key items for the season summer 17. And then it's a darker brown, khaki, green, I would say. And then with bright colors, so it's really, these are artificial colors. You cannot find them more or less in nature. And it's also, I just choose this background picture because here you also see some forms which are made by 3D printers. And this is exactly, this is the color for these materials. That you have artificial things, and the colors are also artificial. Nevertheless, they are bright and shiny, and they really, we had big pleasure with this, especially this range yesterday, and so I think we will prepare good images and pictures for the color forecast. Here are some fabrics which I choose. I think this print over there shows also very well this color, that amorph color spreading over fabrics, over surfaces. And then again, these small structures, for sure, in sports, we need structures and fabrics for people performing sports. And so these things are also to be found there, but we have to develop also a new way of talking to the consumer. And then, of course, growth, as I mentioned before, it's not only positive. You have to think about what is beyond growth. And maybe some of you know the pictures from Detroit, from the destroyed architecture and the findings there. And this is another picture from a German photographer, not from Detroit, but here somewhere in Europe. But I think this is, what is happening when growth is stopping, or what maybe can happen. And I think what we all see and experience and what we read about is a lot of young people, startups, they just start working from or reworking products with the new materials, with new technologies, with new machines, or adapt machines to the result they want to achieve. And so there is here, once again, the combination of technology and craft, material and color, and stunning results by using the new technology, but with a very human and individual character. So the range is also, it's a darker and calmer range than the one before, with two bluish tones and then a red. The picture in the background gives you a sparkling idea of what the three tones on the right-hand side are alike. This is also something, I was in Paris 2 weeks ago, and as by accident I discovered a small poster announcing a small exhibition in a place completely unknown to me. And when I was there in this installation, it was about luminosity, about brilliancy. And there were installations from artists and architects about color and light. And it was just, that made my day. It was just great. And I didn't read anything about this before. I didn't see anything. And just by accident, but it was really fantastic. And so a little bit of this brilliancy and these, also always we floating away. What we experienced yesterday in the meeting is also that we had the feeling we see a lot of color on one hand side, but always with a certain airiness, very light and not boom, color blocking. And so, but it's just a morph and it's floating away, and it's the color application has to be transparent and maybe several layers. So, and then the whole thing, this is our favorite, really airy, really nice. Because we take today everything apart, we fragment things, we question things till the starting point, and we are inspired by microbiology. And so new structures are set up and developed. And though they create volume, and for example, these waves in the middle, in the center, this is just, though it's looking a little bit bulky, and nevertheless the color and the appearance of this bulkiness is light, and it's not boom, I'm here. No, it's really just trying to blend in with the background, and also these stools here, just a beautiful light and airy thing. Colleagues said, okay, it's more of a female thing, but I don't think so. If you see, look at the colors, if you can also do some nice outfits, at least some nice checks for outdoor shirts. This is something I can always do, also for men. But I think this will be the major spirit of the season, lightness, airiness, and new application of color, and also new structures for patterns, and a lot of luminosity and a lot of sunshine. And I hope we will have a great season. Thanks for attending.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright April 2015 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.